What'd you say?
I made it. Can you leave for a second, Daniel? I need to talk to Dr. Rose about something.
Yeah.
You haven't got a...
Yeah. Hey, Josh. There have been some things that have been bothering me quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
I think you're, for example, during your speech Wednesday, you continue to refuse to publicly acknowledge any of my contributions to the effort. The whole way you described the thing was that you told me to do this, I did that, you told me to do this, I did that.
That was not the way I
That's the way it continues to come across. And a number of the things you've said have not been accurate.
Yeah.
For example, you've told people how you told me to make the sample 3 days prior to making it. And first of all, that was embarrassing because this is the only two times early on that you acknowledged anything specific that any of the graduate students did with that, and it was a purely negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the fact that I found that page that you added to the lab notebook, predated 124, that serves only to substantiate the story.
And, which one?
It's dated 124-87, 5 days prior to the discovery, and it says, should try yttrium barium, match volume, tolanthanum, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It serves only to substantiate the story which you've been telling, which is not true. It's been bothering me quite a bit.
Well, let me see. Well, if you remember, okay, let me try. I didn't really, if that really bothered me, I mean, that's probably my fault, but I didn't say anything untrue. Okay.
You did say something untrue, though. You did not ask us to make a sample at that time.
Okay.
That sample in the lab notebook is a forgery. Why did you add it?
No. Okay.
Yes, it is.
If you remember, when we
discussed
that.
Why did you put that page in the lab notebook after the fact? You're aware of it, dated 124-87. Should try yttrium barium, match volume tolanthanum, yttrium 1.2, barium 0.8.
Okay.
What was the reasoning for adding
that
page?
Let me make it.
No, right. I want you to explain why you went back and added the page.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, go ahead.
If I remember correctly, okay, when we discussed that, we were right at the table. Okay,
it was not on that date, though.
No, it was before.
Okay. Tell me. Well, go ahead.
When you
go ahead.
Got it, okay, then we mentioned, you know, we should see, and I said, well, this will be the best one, each one. Okay.
Yes, I proposed that.
Did you propose, or I did?
Yes,
that?
I did. No, I proposed that.
Okay, so I may have mixed. Because I have that also in mind. You can have that in
mind. Well, I had had it in mind even before. Well, that's why I had been asking you to get the yttrium for so long. I knew exactly what I wanted to make.
Well, I think we are trying to do something.
We need to get the story straight, though.
Yeah. Because I think we both come up with the same idea.
You asked, the sample you may be thinking of is the yttrium strontium compound. If you remember correctly, we made two materials. You asked that the yttrium strontium be made, 1.8, 0.2. You made those two samples originally, and that was an insulator, if you remember correctly.
I forgot about that. Did we do any yttrium strontium?
We made those two samples. You asked that the yttrium strontium be made, and I recommended that the yttrium barium be made.
I think what happened, you know, I either have bad memory or somehow, okay. But
okay, well now explain why you went back later on and put that page in the lab notebook.
That was I don't know exactly what day, probably, but...
But you
about
put that in
day.
After the discovery, correct?
That's right.
Now,
that
what
was the
reason
was the,
for doing that?
Well, I mean, that's university asked me to do that, you know, because of the patent.
Because of the patent, yes, I was expecting that. We have a page in
and
a loose leaf lab notebook.
But I'm not
I hardly think that would have any bearing whatsoever on a patent. We have the page with the discovery. It's notarized. That
mm-hmm.
page is unnotarized in a loose leaf lab notebook. I hardly think the that that was put in for the purpose of the patent. I just don't believe that.
Wow.
Because it substantiates the story you were telling.
No.
Yes, it does.
Okay, if you think I'm a person of that kind.
Well, I've seen more and more things. It continues to get worse. The story changes. Time goes on. You couldn't even get the simple things correct. Even Wednesday, you say you couldn't even admit the fact that we both went down the hallway afterwards to get nitrogen. It's you told me to go get nitrogen, and I went nitrogen. Get the nitrogen. The story continues to change and get worse and worse and worse. I don't... It's
okay.
Bothering me quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry then, because I don't intend to do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't intend to say, well, I asked you to do that.
But that's the way it continues to come across.
I try to emphasize, you know, your contributions.
You also bring up a lot of... But all you say is the graduate students did a lot. Well, slaves do a lot. I mean, you bring up irrelevant facts such as, well, you asked me to make the plot. That's also not true. You asked me to add the rest of the lanthanide to the plot. The first plot I ever showed you, I made on my own initiative, and it was the third plot I ever made.
Remember.
Refresh my memory.
Very early stage, I said, you know, we should look at the slide. That's why you look at the paper.
No. You've got it all wrong. You didn't mention the paper to me until long after I showed you the first plot.
But I recall
when you told me to look at that paper.
Yes.
I had already looked at it. The moment you said that, that paper was sitting in my notebook right beside you. I had already seen that. It's an irrelevant fact.
Well, I guess either my memory is bad or your memory is bad, okay?
I recall it quite clearly. Your story continues to change as time goes on, and it gets worse and worse on my part. And it's really bothering me because it continues to just degenerate, even the little things.
Okay.
I just...
Well, you need to express, you know, because I really don't intend to say something, you know, that's wrong.
Well, I tried earlier to bring up the matter with you. Remember, I asked you to mention something specific. And now it comes this Wednesday, and you mention everything I did only after being told to do it by you. I worked on that ion size business on my own for quite a while. I did 99% of it on my own initiative.
Yes, a lot of, but
but none of that ever comes across.
I have to, because the memory I have myself, okay, and so you show me that graph, okay, and I was, you know, very, very happy at that time.
But you've told people that you asked me to make it.
That's earlier. That's true.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean, I didn't ask you to make that.
And even if,
no, I didn't ask you to make that.
Okay, but it comes across that way, don't you see?
That's what I say in the paper. I say, you know, we have discussed. Remember the Wednesday when I.
I know, but you say that, and everything comes across as if you don't see how it's registering, how it comes across. Never once was I given any credit for coming up with an idea. Everything I was given credit for doing. Was because I was told that.
That probably my expression was not right. You know, the Wednesday when I talked, what I said is that I intend to say is we discussed this, and I have, you know, said that, you know, we should look at the. I think if you remember, you know, you should agree with me. I have mentioned that we should look at the size of that.
You're thinking weeks. Your timeline is completely messed up.
Yes.
The point at which you mentioned that paper was after I had shown you that graph, after I had made the graph, and not because you had asked me to do so.
Okay. Do you remember, I said, you know, because we had looked at Mercury.
No, you've got it wrong again. You've got it wrong. You're still too far down the line.
Yeah.
You wanted to try mercury originally to replace the copper, correct?
Yeah, that's
correct.
Let's look at the
You wanted to try the mercury. I proposed that the mercury was not taking that side in the lattice, but it was taking the other side, and consequently it was fitting the size pattern.
Okay,
let's go ahead.
Do you have to go with that?
Well, it can wait.
Yeah, I know that's probably, if that's the case, really bothering us. Then Could you leave us alone for a while?
Yeah, okay. We'll run up to Robbie's.
Okay. Because when we got back.
But I was the one that was proposing what the mercury is doing. You wanted to try it to replace the copper. Remember that?
That's true.
We saw a transition, and I was the one
true.
Who said, we'll replace the strontium with mercury.
Yes, and you were saying, you know, when we look at that, you see, that was very early. And after that, we say, well, just the replacement is either the copper or the barium, you know, which is, we have some argument. You said, you suggest that should replace the strontium, right?
With the mercury.
With the mercury.
And we saw a transition.
Yeah, so that, at that time, you know, you haven't got that fly, right?
No, that was long after the fly.
That's not
that was
true.
Long after the fly.
That was January the 14th.
What are you looking at?
That was January the 13th.
What is this? This is silver here.
Silver.
You're talking about mercury. No, if you look over here.
Mercury.
Yeah, but that's when we were still trying to replace with the copper. This is the 17th.
But
this is still after the fly.
That's all right. You know, but at that time we already got some results.
Yeah, but this is meaningless because it still has strontium in that. That proves nothing.
That's true. You know, but what we were saying that at that time we already see something, right? And we would say, you know, this mercury, all the size effect and so on.
I was the one who said that the mercury is probably taking the strontium.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because of the size.
I agree. That's what your argument. That was after that, you know. But before that, we already discussed, we have to look at some of the changes. So you went back and looked at the paper.
Paper was totally irrelevant.
No, the paper that you came
that
back.
Was after I had made the plot.
But the plot, when you got a plot, and then
paper meant nothing. It gave a broad range.
Yeah, that's why you got that idea, right?
No. I was matching everything to lanthanum strontium. That range merely said that, sure, yes, it's in the range, but it's otherwise totally irrelevant.
Yeah, the first thing when we discussed, you said, well, this, then you look at the paper, you said, you
but
know,
that
you
paper
should.
Didn't have anything to do with anything. It didn't mean anything. It specified a broad range. All this says is, yes, this fell in the range.
That's
but I was
right.
still matching everything to lanthanum strontium. I don't know why you keep bringing up that paper. It had nothing to do with it.
No, it has not. No, what I'm trying to say that, you know, it's...
Excuse me. Can I turn this off?
It's the so I just bring up the history, the story all along, you know, how it came out. And I said, you know, you really initiate, that's what I said on Wednesday.
No, you didn't.
I said, Jim...
No, you didn't. You said, you told me to make the plot, and
I said, we discussed that, and then, you know, I said we should look at and plot the... Well,
you mentioned anything specifically I did was after you told me to do so. Everything. I was listening very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Okay, then that's my mistake. Okay, if that's okay. Okay.
You bring up a number of irrelevant points. One of the things that's totally irrelevant is that paper.
Well.
It played no role whatsoever.
Well, but which paper do you mean?
That ionic size paper.
Yeah, but I think that was the one you mentioned, you know, when you got the plot. That's
no.
Why you get the Nebraska is not in the falling in the range, right?
Not falling in what range?
I mean, when within the range, you would get a Nebraska. That was the basic target.
No, that paper was all after the fact.
Well, of course, that's the you plot.
Well, sure,
the graph. You plot the graph.
But those lines were even added after the plot.
That's right. So data, you add that line.
But those don't mean anything.
It means something.
What?
You know, because there's the structure.
The matching, I don't know if you've looked at all the compounds, but the matching has to be within a couple of percent, apparently. But this range is like, it's incredible.
Yeah, but you know...
And you can even look at the 113 compound.
But
now, even the parameters are slightly different, granted, but that doesn't... But if you look, say, the lanthanum 3, barium 3, copper 6, one of the 113,
mm-hmm.
It matches the yttrium-barium compound, once again, within 1%, although it's a slightly different range. But you would expect that to be that way with the 113. But that ionic size paper,
Well,
it didn't play any role at all. I don't know why that keeps being brought up.
No. I'm not saying that it's important. It was a paper that tell us, you know, so starting with the certain range, then you narrow it down.
But even
for superconductivity.
Those were completely arbitrary lines.
That's true.
The matching condition had to be very, very much, much narrower than that, apparently, from what we've seen so far.
But actually, you know, if we look at the Moore paper right now, especially with 1-3, it's really not.
No, it doesn't fall in the same range as the 2-1-4, but if you compare all the 1-1-3 compounds, once again, they match very, very closely.
Mm-hmm.
If you've compared it with the lanthanum 3, barium 3, copper 6, compare that to the yttrium barium, they're within 1%.
Yeah, but if you look at the scandium, which is also work.
That's all after the fact.
Okay. So, well,
I don't say maybe the idea can be completely wrong.
That's true.
But
you know, I think you know why you deserve all the credit, but you cannot rule out that I also have something.
I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I hope by what I've said.
You know,
publicly and whatever, I hope I've acknowledged that fact.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've gotten that in return.
You really think so? I mean, I have to be frank. If you really think so, you know, that's my problem.
Consider Wednesday, for example. And also a number of the statements
you made
that are inaccurate.
Okay. Because I
still have a lot of trouble believing that page was put in the lab notebook for patent purposes.
No, I mean, let me see.
No, it's not in there. I've removed it. I'm keeping it right now.
I think that was right after.
No, it was right in between these two pages. I've got it with me. It was unsigned. It was dated 1/24/87. And it only substantiates the story you tell about how you told us to make the sample and we waited 3 days to do it. First of all, it's embarrassing. It's like the talk over at the Union. There's no time you mentioned specifically anything the graduate students did. It's embarrassing, number one. And the fact that it wasn't true was even worse.
Well, I don't... If you think it's not true, you know, because I know we have discussed... I remember you told us.
Was it on 1/24/87, the day you wrote that down? Was that when we discussed it?
When we get, say, we need to try the future.
Was that the date, 1/24/87?
I cannot remember now, okay.
Was it 1/25/87?
I cannot remember exactly one day. But that was right after that we put that down.
You put that, we?
You didn't put that down. I came back and put that down, okay? And the reason for that is for someone...
Unsigned in a loose-leaf notebook, and it can't have any bearing whatsoever on a patent, though. You added that long after this, though. Why would that have any bearing on the patent? The discovery was made on the 29th.
You know, I don't accept for that this particular fact that was that they asked me to put something, you know, so they can show...
Right, when the discovery was made.
So I put that in. And
it wasn't good enough for some reason.
No, I am not putting that in because I want to make the fact that we claim all the credit on myself. No,
was the reasoning? I don't believe it was for patent purposes. It's unnotarized, unsigned,
uh-huh.
in a loose-leaf notebook. It couldn't possibly have any bearing whatsoever on a patent. At least this is notarized.
Well, that was saying that, you know, before this is notarized. That's the fact we got this, but the thing comes out, it's floating. Wow, I mean...
I still don't see they would have any bearing at all.
When people look at it, you know...
If they were to look through here, it'd be quite an adventure. They wouldn't believe any of it. We only write things down in spurts. And we only write things down when we sat down to calculate. The things only started here, and we'd only write them down when we were going to calculate the composition. I mean, it'd stand out like a forgery from a mile away. And then only afterwards did we begin to write things down. No one would believe that. What do we have before it?
nothing but calculating a few compositions. See? There's nothing there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's bad, you know. That's bad because
Well, why didn't you write it down the date that the sample was proposed? It wasn't proposed the 24th. It wasn't proposed till at
but
least...
But I think it's proposed earlier, the first day.
Oh, well, I agree that we had proposed trying things like that, but I mean when it was decided that the sample would be made.
Yeah, but I think...
But that doesn't mean anything, because you can come up with thousands of samples. I don't think that would have any bearing on patents either.
I think, Jim, you know, you don't be...
I wrote it all down.
Every day?
No, immediately after when you started, it was very soon after that you started telling the story about how you had asked us to make the sample days early and we had delayed making it. I knew right then that wasn't true. And there was one time you mentioned that and I responded by saying, well, I had asked you to get the material, the yttrium oxide, and you had delayed quite a while in getting it. And that didn't seem to go over very well with you because you gave me a very nasty look when I said that.
You did say that. I went like that.
That was right after. That was the press conference.
Did I say? I mean, when was that?
That was right after the press conference.
In here.
And it bothered me so much that I thought, you know, what if I were to go to you and say something about it? And then I figured, well, you'd probably have to do something to substantiate the story. And sure enough, I found something in here that was substantiated. It just seemed like too much of a coincidence for it to be so soon afterward.
Well, I mean, okay. If you really think I'm doing things bad, you know,
I'm not saying anything was an all-out lie, but there were a number of things that were just kind of half truth that always pointed people in the wrong direction. For example, you would mention irrelevant things like the fact, like saying, well, I told Jim to make the plot.
I
not
didn't,
true.
Okay, that's true. I didn't ask you to make that plot.
But that's what you've been telling people.
Well, on Wednesday, if more specific, you know, I would say we discussed and we have to look at it, some of the effect of PC and probably I used a wrong term, you know, what my original thing was to PC with different elements, you know, there's some relation.
Right.
And then Jim, went back and initiate.
No.
And look at
no,
all the
no.
That's what
you
I
said. You told me. You said you told me to do that. That's what you said.
That's what I said.
That's what you said.
Well,
you can't change it, but that's what you said.
Okay. But later I said he initiated, go back and start.
You didn't say that then.
I did.
No, you
I
didn't.
I did. I said he initiated and went back and studied. And
you never used
through,
those
and
terms.
And looked through the temple.
You never used those terms.
I did. If you remember, on Wednesday. And
I was listening very closely.
When I was in Virginia, I also mentioned that. That's true. Unless, you know, well, I think I did that.
Not Wednesday, though.
Not Wednesday.
Or not the first time you went through it. After you had gotten up to the discovery and started going into the graphs, I left at that point. Whether you went back and said that, I don't know.
Okay. Can you tell me how did I say it?
Well, you certainly said, well, we discussed this and we discussed that. And then you said, then I told him to make the plot. I told him to look at this ionic size paper. I grant you that, but I also say that that's an irrelevant point. It was after the graph. It merely verified the fact that it fell in the perovskite range. I mean, that paper gives a range, that's all. And a very, very broad range.
Yeah, that's a very broad range, and then we just...
But the matching condition for these materials is much, much, much narrower than that.
It's
an irrelevant point.
Later, you narrow it down to too large, you know.
Oh, those were, like I say, once again, arbitrary.
that was sort of
basic. Well, the only reason I was putting those down is say if we consider materials, we may consider materials that you wouldn't actually be able to reach that optimum, but maybe if we can fall in that range, they might be worth trying.
Yeah.
That was the only reason
but,
I put those
But, you
in
know,
there.
Remember what I said. Another thing why I said the Eastern, I said we should track Eastern bearing, you said, yeah. I remember very specifically that
you told me to try the
no,
Eastern barium?
Well, it's okay. We said, you should try the Eastern barium. Yeah, that's a good try. That's my remember.
Well, it's
okay.
Incorrect.
I think we did. So.
Because I approached Turing
and
about
then you,
one of the things,
you
and I asked him, I wanted to see how he recalled things.
Mm-hmm.
That material was not calculated after you asked me. It was calculated long before I had figured out four materials. I brought that little paper with the materials to Turing, and I asked him to make one of the samples on it. He recalls that. I didn't mention anything else. I just, you know, I went to him and I said, look, I was so happy. I found this paper. This is where I first wrote it down. And I asked him, you know, I showed it to him. He said, yeah, I remember that. You asked me, you came and asked me to make one of these samples.
I think it's that's fine. I mean, I don't mean to destroy. I mean,
but the story just keeps getting worse and worse with time. And Wednesday, it just really pushed me over the edge because everything I was acknowledged for doing was only upon being told. I was you never mentioned specifically any. Single, any one little scrap of idea I came up with.
I did.
Not one.
I did, because I said, you know, you get all this grit yourself, essentially.
No, you never said that. That may have been your intention, but that's not what you said.
Okay, so I may have changed my way of saying that, okay? That you really feel that way. That's not my intention. You
no,
have to understand.
To come
I'm always, well, if you know me, you probably know me very well. I never inclined to never like
it. Well, then I would be very grateful if you would attempt to correct the story.
Sure, I would. Okay. But one thing, you know.
But I thought when I talked to you earlier that I'd gotten that point across. You know,
yeah.
Mention something specific.
That's what.
I went in there listening for that.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to see. It was just a test for you, and you failed. So.
Well, I mean, the way I try to put it, you know, maybe you think it's not the right way. I mean,
it's not. No, I don't claim to have done any great science. I don't claim to have done any. I don't claim that the material wouldn't have been discovered within a week by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just like to be mentioned one time as being just saying, Jim did something specific. He had one. He had an idea somewhere. Just anything. But I have yet to see that, even once. And I don't like to blow my own whistle, but it really bothers me when I hear it coming back. I hear things that are untrue, embarrassing in the case of, you know, your talk over here. You mentioned specifically one thing I did, and that was put off making the sample. I feel I played a positive role in the situation, and the only time it specifically mentioned that I did anything was putting off making the sample for 3 days. That was the only specific thing you mentioned over there.
Sorry,
embarrassing,
you know,
yes,
yeah,
but
I
also
thought that,
untrue.
Okay, true or not, I don't know. I mean,
I
think it's...
if you want to mention that, go ahead, but also mention the fact that I had been asking you for quite a while to get the
HMI
done.
That's my part, yeah. I think we didn't get a teacher until, you know, talk to Ed. Well, I wish, you know, I'll do what, you know, all the correction I need to do, okay, from now.
Well, it's not, I want to be clear here, it's not for my ego or anything
no,
like that,
no,
but,
that.
You know, I was quite disappointed in you, and I have a lot of respect for you, and it damages that
mm-hmm.
when I see you saying things. It's sometimes incorrect, half-truth, or whatever the case may be. And it hurts that. And that's the only thing that's important to me, to be honest with you. I would trade it all. Honestly, I would give it all away if we could try to repair this little bit of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, you think that can be straightened out?
Yeah. What do you think is the best way to do it?
Well, I don't know. I think you can.
I feel that.
Just tell it the way it happened. That's all. That's more than enough.
Okay. But you know, I probably should get it more straight because my memory is not that good. You know, is it?
Well, I'm aware there's been a lot of pressure on all of us.